Hello, I'm Dr. Gerald Chodak from Medscape, wishing everyone a happy and healthy new year. I want to begin this year's sequence with another report regarding screening for prostate cancer, because there has been another well-done analysis of this whole controversy. The California Technology Assessment Panel conducted a critical review of all the literature using evidence-based information to arrive at a series of conclusions and recommendations. They have set up a series of five criteria that must be met to make a recommendation in favor of a particular technology. And the panel concluded, based on all the literature, that they cannot recommend routine screening for prostate cancer because it's unclear whether or not it saves lives and the benefits are worth the risks. Now, this is relatively consistent with the U.S. Public Task Force panel. And I encourage people to look at the review because they have done a very good critical analysis of various reports that have been published on this topic, including several other reviews that were done. The bottom line here is that the information in favor of screening is very marginal, and one can find reasons to criticize it because of inherent biases in the way those studies were designed. Of course, it recognizes the various criticisms of the U.S. UPLCO trial. But at the end of the day, we're left with this same recurring dilemma, that there's unclear evidence that really makes it a strong argument in favor of saving lives by the process that occurs. And screening clearly does result in significant risks, as we've talked about before. So for going forward, it does mean, I believe, that there's a greater responsibility for doctors to counsel patients about what we know to be the case regarding this technology before routinely testing men. And any guidelines that clearly recommend screening without mentioning or discussing the shortcomings are not doing a good service to patients. The dilemma that we do have is what to do for high-risk men, African Americans, and men with a family history, who we know do have a higher risk of dying from the disease. Does the fact that they have a higher risk of dying mean that, hey, they have a greater chance of benefiting from the screening process? That's unclear. There's absolutely no data that can tell us whether being at greater risk means it translates into greater benefit from the process. So I think that we will continue going forward to alert high-risk men that they are high-risk, that they have a greater chance of suffering from their disease, and at the same time, let them know about PSA screening and the limitations that exist. The fact that there's no benefit or unclear benefit from screening the average man